Gail is an author, a mother, a teacher, and a wife of a pastor.
Gail 是一位作家，一个母亲，和一个传道人。
And she's living the American dream.
她是经历过那个美国梦。
You see, in 1984, she and her husband started a church in their basement where there's only 22 people.
在1984年的时候，她和她的丈夫在他们自己家的地下室创办了他们的教会，当时只有12个人。
And you fast forward 22 years later, there are 14,000 members in her church.
然后22年之后，他们的教会有14,000个会众。
She became the director of women's ministries where there were over 150 small groups in the Colorado Springs area.
她成为了有150个小组的一个妇女查经班的那个总监。
She loved watching how the local transformed the lives of the women that she ministered to.
她喜欢看到那些经过就是通过神改变生命的那些妇女们。
She felt like her life was just perfect. I mean, her kids were great. Her husband, well, he's the pastor of the mega church and the president of the National Association of Evangelicals.
她觉得她的生活几乎是完美的，她的孩子很好，她的丈夫又是全国基督教传道的一个主席。
I mean, what more can a girl want, right?
作为一个女人，还能要什么呢？
He was obviously a man who loved God.And who loved her dearly, at least she thought.
那个牧师，起码他是非常的爱神，也是他自以为是爱他的。
In 2006, her husband Ted was accused of infidelity.
他在2006年的时候，他的丈夫被指控有婚外恋。
But what was even more shocking about this extramarital affair was that it was with another man.
那最让人吃惊的是，那婚外恋不是跟一个女的，而是跟一个男人。
Now Ted kept on denying the allegations at first, but eventually he admitted to his homosexual affair.
她丈夫 Ted 开始的时候是极力的，不承认，但是最后自己的同性恋情。
The scandal was the headline of every major newspaper here in the U.S.
这个。新闻是在所有全国所有的新闻报纸上面都是头条。
In a matter of days, Gail's life was turned upside down.
在短短的几天之内 ，Gail 的生活完全的被颠覆了。
How could she have not known Ted's homosexual tendencies all these years?
这么多年来，她怎么可能不知道 Ted 的同性恋的倾向
？And because of his misconduct, she was forced to resign from her position, at the church.
也因为丈夫的那种不良的行为，她被迫要离开教会。
How could Ted do this to me? Or in fact, how could God do this to my family?
她就想 ，Ted 怎么能这么做？神又怎么能这么做
？Those are the thoughts that were in her mind.
她当时就是这么在征战。
The shame that she had to bear was just unbearable.
她所要承受的耻辱真的是不能承受的。
Maybe some of you guys here can identify with Gail Haggard, right? The wife of Ted Haggard.
可能我们中在座的有些人就像 Gail Haggard 那样。
Maybe your spouse didn't cheat on you, but have you ever felt like your whole world is just falling apart?
可能你的配偶并没有欺骗你，但是你有没有觉得你的生活都破碎了？
Like things just can't get any better because of the difficulty you're enduring.
就因为你所承受的那些困境，使你觉得生活再也不会好起来了。
Maybe some of you have sinned against God and you are undergoing God's discipline.
有时你犯了罪，你在承受神对你的管教。
Maybe some of you are just a victim of someone else's sin, like Gail was.
有时有些人只不过是别人罪的牺牲品，就像 Gail.
So what should our proper response be? What should our response be when we feel like there's no hope?And we feel like we are under God's discipline.
那当我们在被神管教的时候，我们正确的反应应该是什么呢？
So if you have your Bibles with you, let's go to the answer and found in Psalm 79.
如果大家有圣经的话，请打开到诗篇第79篇，我们刚才读的。
In Psalm 79, we'll look at 3 points. We're going to first look at the discipline of God, crying out to God, and finally having confidence of God.
从诗篇第79篇里面，我们来思想神的管教，我们向神的呼求和我们对神的信心。
So once again, the discipline of God, crying out to God, and finding the discipline of God. I'm sorry, the confidence of God.
神的管教，我们对神的呼求和对神的信心。
Now, if you look at the first four verses, you need to understand the background of what's going on here.
如果我们念前四节经文的话，我们先要了解一下这个故事的背景。
For years, God through the prophets have been warning Judah to repent and worship him alone as God.
神多年以来一直教导在犹大的人，要他们单单的遵从神。
Instead of obeying, they continue to sin. So as a result, what happens? God disciplines them.
但是他们并没有顺服，而是一如既往的犯罪。所以呢，上帝决定要管教他们。
So look at verse 1. Notice how it says, O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to rubble.
第一节中说，上帝啊，外邦人进入你的产业，污秽你的圣殿。
In fact, there's death and suffering all around.
事实上有死亡也有受难。
You see, these Israelites, they had this idea of nothing's going to happen to us. You know, after all, we have Jerusalem, we have the true temple.
以色列人当时就在想，我们会有什么后果啊？我们无论如何还有耶路撒冷，还有圣殿。
Hey, we have God on our side, so nothing's going to happen to us. But God kept warning them, and so the people still refused to listen.
他们认为上帝是站在他们一边的，他们不需要担忧什么。
So the result was God allowed them to be taken into captivity.
但是结果神的管教来了，神就让他们成为了别人的被掳。
What's so interesting is that Judah, which is what the psalm was talking about, they already saw the northern kingdom fall. They saw Israel fall already, but yet they were still callous in their hearts.
在犹大的居民，他们已经看到耶路撒冷的灭亡，但是他们在心里面还不顺服。
I think oftentimes we're just like the people of Judah. We're just like the Israelites. We refuse to take God's warning seriously.
很多时候我们就像以色列人，我们拒绝听从神的话。
We equate God with this celestial Mr. Rogers, right? Who just wants to give us some friendly advice, who just want to love on us all the time.
我们把神就当作是在圣经在属灵上的 Mr. Rogers, 只会爱我们，只会给我们说好话。
After all, isn't God love? Isn't he supposed to be compassionate and he's supposed to be slow to anger?
我们觉得神是不轻易发怒的，是爱我们的。
And so we don't take God seriously when He warns us.
所以当他警告我们的时候，我们并不在意。
But here's the thing: if we are His children, then He is going to discipline us.
但是如果我们是他的孩子，他就会管教我们。
And that's exactly what happened with Judah, because they are His people, He disciplined them.
这就是当时的犹大居民所经历的，因为他们是神的子民，所以神要管教他们。
But here's the thing: when God sent Israel and Judah into captivity, not only did they suffer, but their children suffered because of their sins.
当那些以色列人他们被掳的时候，并不是他们本人，但他们的孩子也是同样的受苦。
Their children were born and raised in exile in a totally different country.
他们的孩子是在被流放的时候成长的。
You see, the consequences of sin is the discipline of God.
所以罪的结果就是神的管教。
And just like those children born in exile, the sins of our fathers still affect us as well.
就像当时在流放中成长的那些孩子们一样，我们也承受着父辈们的罪。
You see, sin is not a private affair.
罪不是一件私人的事情。
Let me say it again. Sin is not a private affair.
再重复一遍，罪不是一件私人的事情。
It's going to affect the people around us.
它会影响我们周围的人。
See, I think a lot of times we think, oh, it's no big deal. I sin, I'll take the consequences. But you see, when we sin, it affects the people around us.
经常会想，这并不是什么大事，我犯了罪，那是我自己的事情，我来承受结果。但是事实上并不是这样，我们会影响到我们周围的人。
Think about things like a crack baby, or fetal alcohol syndrome, or secondhand smoking.
就像那些被毒瘾，就是父母有毒瘾的那些婴儿，或者是婴孩酒精中毒症的孩子们，他们都是因为父母的罪而受了影响。
You see, our actions will affect other people.
我们的行为会影响别人。
Similarly, Gail Hager never asked for the difficulty she was facing.
同样的 ，Gail 她从来没有要求过，也没有期待过她会受到的那种困境。
She's suffering because of her husband.
她受苦是因为她的丈夫。
And you and I, we're no exception.
你和我都不是例外。
Maybe you've been hurt because of gossip.
有时我们会因为谣言。
Maybe you have deep emotional scars because you were abused as a child.
会因为我们小时候受的伤害而在心灵里面受了创伤。
My point is, although unfair, we reap the consequences of other people's sins in our lives.
我所要强调的就是，虽然是不公平的，但是我们还是需要承受别人的罪。
Now on the flip side, some of us are the cause of these sins in other people's lives.
相反的，有些人是别人受苦的原因。
We're the ones who are causing the pain and the suffering.
有些人是引起别人受苦。
So for example, maybe if you're struggling with, let's say, lust or pornography.
那有些人如果他沉湎于那些色情照片。
It will affect the way you view women. It will affect your family life. It will affect your marital relationship.
那就会影响你对妇女的看法，会影响你对家庭，和对家庭人员的关系。
Once again, there's no such thing as a private sin.
所以，并没有所谓的私人的罪。
Not only will it affect other people in our lives, but we will also endure God's discipline in our lives.
我们不仅会影响别人的生活，我们还必须要忍受神的管教。
And I think that's a big idea here in Psalm 79.
在诗篇第七十九篇里面有一个很大的一个观点。
Because of God's discipline, the people are now crying out to God. They are confessing, we realize what our forefathers did. We're not going to continue what they did.
在这里，因为神的管教，人们开始向神呼求，说我们认识到我们先祖的罪。
But isn't it sad that it takes pain, suffering, and death to cause the people of God to respond?
但是呢，很悲哀的是，要通过这么多的苦难，才能够使神的子民来反应过来。
If you look at verses 8 and 9, notice how their final responder is saying, God, don't hold against us the sins. Right? Have mercy on us. Deliver us and forgive us.
在第八九节当中说，求你不要纪念我们先祖的罪孽，向我们追讨。愿你的慈悲快迎着我们，因为我们落到极卑微的地步。
Well, let me suggest to you not to respond to God immediately before His discipline come.
我建议在我们要在神的管教还没有来临之前就向神有所反应。
But even if God disciplines us, which is for our own good, you know what God will notice? He will notice a repentant heart.
尽管神会管教他们，但是神也会注意到一颗悔过的心。
So crying out to God in the midst of His discipline is what God will notice.
所以向神呼求，向神悔过，这是神会注意到的。
So after resigning from their positions, both Ted and Gail Hager, they immediately start counseling.
在辞去了教会工作之后，Ted 和 Gail 两个人就很快的去进行了咨询。
These were very dark days for them, and Gail had every right to leave her husband, but she chose to honor God and honor him by sticking with him every step of the way.
对他们来说，这是一段非常黑暗的日子。Gail 也是有千万个理由可以离开她的丈夫，但是呢，她选择了留在她丈夫的身旁。
The road to recovery was hard and painful. In fact, they faced criticism from both Christians and non-Christians.
修复的过程是很痛苦的。他们也面临了基督徒和非基督徒的各种各样的批评。
They persevered and did their best to reconcile.
他们还是开始修复关系。
6 years later, they're actually back in the ministry.
6年之后，他们回到了教会。
How do I know that? Because the media took notice.
我怎么会知道的呢? 是因为媒体知道了。
Now, if the media took notice, how much more will God notice when we have a repentant heart?
如果媒体知道的话, 你们觉得神会知道吗? 当然,如果我们有悔过的心的话。
So God disciplines the unfaithful, but in the midst of his discipline, we are to cry out to him and repent.
所以神会管教那些不忠实的,但是当我们向神呼求,向神悔过的时候,神会注意到。
But here's the thing, why should God deliver us or forgive us? After all, we deserve the consequences of our sin, right?
但是换过来说,我们所犯的罪是配受神的管教,那最终神为什么又要解救我们呢?
I think the answer is found in verse 9, which is basically the central theme of this entire psalm. Verse 9.
这个答案是在第九节。这个第九节其实是这整篇经文的一个中心。
Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake.
拯救我们的上帝啊,求你因你的名的荣耀,帮助我们,为你名的缘故,搭救我们,赦免我们的罪。
You see, the psalmist is saying, God, you need to deliver us because in the end, your reputation is at stake.
这里诗人说,神啊,你一定要救我们,不然的话,你的名誉就会遭损害。
In fact, when you read the entire passage as a whole, count how many times the word you, your, the idea of God's possession is at hand.
我们如果仔细地念这一段经文的话,我们就会知道这里面用了很多的你,你的。
The psalmist is saying, you know what, the mess that we're in? God, this is your mess as well because we belong to you.
诗人在说,神啊,你注意到我们所受的苦吗? 其实这种混乱也是属于你的。
So for those who feel like there's no hope, well, here's my suggestion to you. Have confidence that God will deliver you. Have confidence that God will deliver you.
所以对那些觉得无望的人,我要提醒你们,你们要对神有信心,因为神会解救你们。
Why? Because his reputation is at stake.
因为他的荣誉会遭损害。
Let me give you an illustration.
举个例子。
When I was young, right, my family and I, we lived in Malaysia.
我小时候,我们全家住在马来西亚。
And the church and the parish or where the pastor lives, they're right next to each other.
教堂和牧师所住的是连在一起的。
Now, I was a pretty bad kid, so I would always bother my sister when she was trying to sleep.
当时我很顽皮,我妹妹要睡觉的时候,我就跟她捣蛋,就不让她睡。
I would knock at the door, kick at the door, make all kinds of noises so my mom and my sister can't sleep.
我就会敲门或者踢门,发出各种各样的声音,使得我妈妈和妹妹不能睡觉。Of
course, my dad would discipline me then, right?
那这样的话,我父亲肯定会要管教我。So
he would use a little bamboo sticks and give me a good whooping?
他就拿竹竿来打我。But
guess what? It didn't work.
那对我没用。So
what did he do instead? He took me to the church and locked me inside.
那他最后怎么做呢? 他就把我带到教会里面去,把我关在教堂里面。
Because now I can't go anywhere.
这样的话我就什么地方都去不了了。
Now I would scream, I would cry. Of course, I'm still locked inside the church.
我会哭喊,但是呢,我还是被关在里面。Now
question to you guys, do you think my dad will keep me locked up forever?
那我要问你们,你们觉得我父亲会把我一直关在里面吗?
No, of course not, because when church members come, they'll be thinking, is he disciplining his child or is he abusing him?
当然不会,如果会众来的话,他们会想,他到底是在管教孩子呢,还是在虐待他?
You see the parallel here? God has a reputation to uphold.
你们能够懂到这个懂这个意思吗？就是神有他的荣誉。
You see, he needs to discipline his children when they are sinning, but not to the point where his reputation is ruined.
虽然当他孩子犯罪的时候，他要管教他们，但是他不会管教到一个程度，不管他们到一个程度，不管他自己的名誉。
So notice the kind of confidence the psalmist had, right? After all these things, this is how he ends. He says, "Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will do what? Will praise you forever." From generation to generation, we will recount your praise.
然后诗人说，这样你的名，你草场的羊要称谢你，直到永远。
See, he had full confidence that God will deliver them because of his reputation.
所以他对神有充分的信心，相信神最后会拯救他们。
You see, because when God delivers the Israelites, and similar when he delivers us from our trouble, guess what? We'll be telling everyone about how great God is, and then his reputation will be even more magnified.
当神拯救了以色列人，也当神拯救我们的时候，受荣耀的。
You see, God's interested in his fame, his reputation, because he wants to draw all men unto himself.
因为神要吸引所有的人到他这里，所以神也是很在乎他自己的荣誉。
Maybe some of you guys are sitting here and you feel like there is no hope. I feel like I have this difficulty I can never overcome.
如果今天在座的觉得无助，我们觉得有些东西，有些困难无法克服。
Well, first of all, know that God is there for you, and He wants what's best for you.
我们要知道神在那里，他知道什么是最合适我们的。
And secondly, know that in the end, God wants Himself to be magnified through your suffering, through your discipline.
然后我们还要知道，神希望通过管教我们，通过我们所学的那些功课来荣耀他。
So know that when you are repentant, have confidence that He will deliver you one day.
当我们悔过的时候，我们必须要有信心，就是有一天他一定会拯救我们。
Have confidence that He will restore you.
他会修复我们。
As I close, I just want to give you once again a closing illustration.
我结束的时候再讲一段经历。
I bought a backpack, a JanSport backpack, about 15 years ago.
15年前我买了一个 JanSport 的书包。
So it's been with me through high school, through college, through graduate school. Through seminary.
那个书包陪着我从高中到大学到研究院到神学院。
We traveled thousands of miles together, me and that backpack, right? From Chicago to Taipei, Taiwan, everywhere.
我带着这个包到处旅行。
In fact, recently, my siblings and I went to Zion National Park and the Grand Canyon. I took that thing with me.
最近我的弟妹跟我一起我们去西安国家公园。
So you know that backpack has been abused, has been dropped, all my sweat and stains on it.
这个书包是实在是我是很粗心的在用它。
But 4 years ago, all the zippers broke.
4年之前所有的那些拉链都坏掉了。
I figure, I guess it's time to get a new one.
我就想应该买个新的了。
But my sister Karen, she said, "Why don't you send that backpack to JanSport? Because they have a guarantee, right? That your bag's supposed to last forever."
但我妹妹凯琳就提醒我说，你应该把这个包寄去 JanSport, 因为他们有质量保证的，说这个书包是永远不会坏的。
Now I didn't actually think they would fix my crummy old bag, but I shipped it to them anyway.
我想这么破旧的包他们是不会花心思去修的，说但是呢我还是把它寄出去了。
2 weeks later, guess what? I had a new backpack.
两个星期之后我得到了一个新的书包。
As in my old backpack was fixed. All the zippers were cleaned up. They even washed the backpack for me.
我的那个旧包被修好了，那个所有的拉链都弄好了，他们也把它洗的像新的一样。
You see, JanSport has a reputation to uphold.
JanSport, 他们有 自己的那个品牌的荣誉。
Every bag stitched with the JanSport logo meant long-lasting, durable backpack.
每一只书包如果上面钉了 JanSport 的那个商标，那就是保证它是会啊能够永久的啊使用的。
Guaranteed, no matter what.
这是有质量保证的。
Well, listen, you and I, in our hearts, we have this stitch in our hearts. We are His sheep. We belong to God.
你和我，我们的心里面也有一块商标，也有一块啊标记，那就是我们是神的羊。
And according to verse 13, we are the sheep of His pasture.
在圣经里面说，我们是他草场的羊。
And so, no matter what happens to us, whether we're beat up, banged up, we're messed up, in the end, God will come and rescue us and deliver us.
所以，不论发生什么。到最后，神会来拯救我们。
Why? Because he has a reputation to uphold.
因为他需要保持他的名誉。
Because in the end, he wants to draw all men unto himself.
最后，神要吸引所有的人到他的身边。
So in the times of despair, have full confidence that the Lord will deliver you.
所以，当我们失望的时候，我们要有充分的信心，相信神会来拯救我们。
He will not necessarily do it for our sake, but he'll do it for his own sake.
这不仅仅是为了我们自己，也是为了他自己。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, you know what we are struggling through. For some of us, maybe it's financial problems, maybe relational problems, or family problems, Lord. And some of these problems may be due to sin, maybe due to other people's sin. Regardless, Lord, some of us are in very, very bad situations. So God, we ask you, we cry out to you to deliver us, Lord.Oftentimes, we come to church with a mask on, pretending everything's okay. But you know, deep inside our hearts, you know the struggles that we have. So God, I pray, we pray that you would come deliver us. You would come and rescue us, not for our own sake, but for your sake. Because we are your people. We belong to you. We are the sheep of your pasture. And when people notice how amazing you are, the things that you've done in our lives, there's no doubt that we will be praising you and sharing with them how great our God is.So God, would you do that for us? Would you do it for your own name's sake? So God, we just lift up all our problems, our struggles in your hand. We pray that in the end, you be glorified and you be magnified. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.